Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Here comes the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Morning Special.
Oh.
Is that Saturday morning special?
Yeah.
Right. I just read whatever's here, but I know better.
Change
I should
that.
Have proofread. Brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special.
Woo!
If you need to pick me up on Saturday morning, then tune in to our morning special where you can catch our best clips from the week or beyond.
6 days a week. Seven before you know it. Come on.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Huh?
6 days. 6 days is all we got.
I think even God rested on the seventh, didn't he?
Yes. And plus, of course, you know, the Alice Acoustic Sunrise. You gotta...
Oh, right. And I hear that's a hit.
That's what these guys tell me. I'm never up that early on a Sunday morning.
It's nice.
What was your record this weekend past for sleeping in?
Oh, I didn't set any records this weekend. I was up by 8 both mornings.
Oh.
Yeah, and a lot of work to do.
Wow.
Stuff to do, you know.
Look at you go.
I'm going.
All right,
going.
Well, anyway.
I'm getting older, too. Like, there's, I don't know. I can't really. I go to bed early and I wake up early. And it's pandemic, Sarah.
Oh, wow. The 1 o'clock, Sarah's, the 1 in the afternoon wake up is not happening, huh?
Well, if I had partied this weekend, maybe I would have, but, you know.
You didn't get ripped this weekend?
I had 2 beers the whole, actually, I take that back. I had a beer on our bike ride on Saturday when we stopped for lunch, and but I had 2 beers on Friday night on the happy hour, and then I sat down on the couch, and we started watching, I think we're watching Bosch. I watched either that or Escape to the Chateau. And I was asleep by about 8:30.
It felt like you were falling off, Bosch. You're still on it, huh?
Yeah, we're working through it. It's good. You know, it is good.
Nothing can beat the books. The books are excellent.
They really
I really
are.
Love
it's
those
true.
Stories.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, here's what's happening. This is important as the vaccine is spreading, which is good news. Vaccinated Americans. This is from today's USA Today, but you can go to the CDC for the printout of the guidelines that they're putting out there now. They say vaccinated Americans can gather inside without masks or social distancing in certain circumstances.
It makes sense. You're vaccinated. If everyone in there is vaccinated, yeah. Olden
I've
days.
Absolutely come across people who I see out and say, I'm vaccinated. And I say to them, I'm not. Not here. That's,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Not, nope, not yet. I will, but I haven't been
offered
it yet.
As soon as I can, I would love to. I'm in.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released guidelines designed to ease restrictions for Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The agency's guidance state that if you've received your full course of COVID-19 vaccine, you may get together with other fully vaccinated individuals in small groups inside your homes without
masks
or physical distancing. Which means the dinner parties are working their way back into people's lives. Mm, great news. Mm, mm. You can also visit unvaccinated people from one other household who are at low risk for severe disease, they say. So these are all choices you'll have to make, individual choices you'll have to make. But it's nice to hear that the possibility is there for people to get together. I like it.
It's
they say they
news.
Want to clear up the confusion that's been created as some states are rolling back coronavirus safety measures despite public warnings from health officials. 5 states, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Montana, and Iowa, have announced there are no more mask mandates in those states.
Congratulations.
So, winning.
I don't know that that's necessary, but I do think that for those of us who have been vaccinated, it's nice to hear that you might be able to gather with someone else who's also been
it's
vaccinated.
Great. I know. I feel like as soon as I get vaccinated, I want to get on a plane and just go somewhere.
Like maybe to Florida to see your parents.
It would be great. It's been a long time since my dad is 81 years old. I would like to see him. I'd like to see my mom.
You say 81 like he's old. I mean, have you seen Gentry?
I have seen Gentry, and I want to go see him.
He's a badass. He just fought the sea.
I agree.
Did you hear that story?
He did. Fought and won.
Uh-huh.
But only by a hair, so it's, we don't need him battling
the sea. I recently had my own near miss, and it's not good. No. You don't really like to be in that situation. The ocean can be very serious.
It is sort of funny as you wander through your life and everything seems fine. And you're like, I could die, and I went here myself. I put myself in this position.
Right.
And this might end in my death. Let's battle. Let's do battle. Here we go.
This is an announcement that I don't know how many people need it, but I'll say it nonetheless. Apple is no longer making the iMac Pro. It's considered their most powerful computer.
What?
It costs $5,000.
And they're not making it anymore?
They're not. They're going to, they're going to have something that comes out right behind it that's going to fill that hole. But they're putting it out there that if this is what if you've been putting it off, buy it now, because whatever's in stock is all that there'll be of these. To me, if someone discontinues something like that, it makes me think, they're going to come out with the new one as soon as I buy this one and make me feel like a donkey.
And also, they don't make it anymore, which means it's going to be harder to find parts and support, and et cetera, et cetera. Like, no thanks. I don't want the thing you're getting rid of.
They say this computer, the all-in-one computer aimed at creatives and professionals, features advanced capabilities for graphics and 3D rendering. Mm-hmm. I have learned the hard way that I don't need a lot. I don't do much with a computer.
Right. I'm not actually doing desktop design. I'm
not doing anything on it at all.
You know what? I need email. I want my internet to work good.
Right.
Is that all? I don't really need much
else. Searches.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Searches. Yep. I need those.
The end.
Yep.
And the right emails. So
I text on here. I can text on my computer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you know.
Anyway, Apple's discontinuing the super powerful iMac Pro. Mm. So if you want one, get your $5,000 ready and hurry to their website, because it's while supplies last on that particular item.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to be the donkey who got caught with the last Pro when the more powerful came out the next week.
You know what? I bought an iMac, a MacBook Pro some years back. I think I want to say, this thing will tell me when it was.
Will it?
Oh, yeah.
It'll tell you what.
2017 is when I bought this MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. And what I found out is I don't need it. It's too much. Yeah. I'm a MacBook Air guy. I don't need.
Yep.
It's just. Not.
Is it the one that has the little scrolly? John has one that has this whole
hate
bar
that thing.
That's yeah. I'm like,
I hate
that
it.
Seems like I don't want that.
Nope, I don't want it either. I'm a MacBook
I want email
Air guy
and a browser.
Yep,
that's it.
Two surveys just figured out the most popular cheese in the U.S. and the most popular beer in the United States. What would you say won the most popular cheese in America?
Is it a brand or is it like cheddar?
It's cheddar. You got it.
Oh. Well, that's the one, right? You can't really offend anyone with cheddar.
It got 19% of the vote. American came in second, followed by mozzarella, Swiss, and a tie between Pepper Jack and Colby Jack.
Oh, provolone.
Provolone not on the list. I eat provolone a lot. That's what I put provolone on a sandwich by choice. The beer survey has what beer winning the number one beer in America?
Corona.
You know what? Corona came in second to my surprise.
How about Bud Light?
It's Budweiser.
Or
is
Bud.
The number one beer in America, and then Corona came in second. I'm shocked that Corona's that popular.
It's pretty big now.
Clearly.
I think people feel like, you know, they don't want to say Bud, so they would say Corona. Like I thought Bud, and then I went, I bet you it's is Heineken up there too? Like all these, you know, kind of
Coors
easily...
and Bud Light round out your top beers in America. But
right.
I was shocked to see Corona be that popular.
People, it's a Bud product now, isn't it? I mean, it's not.
Oh,
like
did
it's...
Bud buy Corona?
I think
I don't
they
know.
Bought it years ago. I think so.
I think so. Yeah, they're still making it in Mexico, though. I believe.
Are they?
Hmm.
Okay. I like Corona. It's fine. You know, a little lime. It's very light, unoffensive.
Yeah, no, I've had, I mean, I don't drink anymore, but I drank a ton of Corona. I liked it in my day. But I also drank a lot of Mexican beer in general, Pacifico and...
Sure. Tecate, Modelo.
Right. This question was asked of baseball fans. Actually, I don't think it was asked of baseball fans. Is it? This may be actually by sales. They're able to figure out who drinks the most at baseball games.
Which
I've been
team?
Watching some, I don't know, what do they call that? Spring training games?
Yeah. So which fans of which team?
Chicago White Sox fans drink the most per game at an average of 4.5 beers each.
Oh, that's not too surprising.
Philadelphia Phillies fans drank the least.
Yo.
That is surprising.
We're trying to slim down over here.
On the list of fans that drink the least at baseball games, this is why I'm doing the story, the Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants.
Oh, you're gotta be kidding me.
They drink the
Shut
least.
Up.
Didn't some guy like
Shut
barf
up.
On your girlfriend's hair at some point?
That was at a
those...
Niners game,
a football game.
And he didn't barf. He coughed hot dog. And luckily, because it was raining, she was wearing her raincoat.
Thank
so
God.
I had to flick the chewed up hot dog remnants off the hood of her raincoat.
Oh, so not right into her hair. I always
No.
That
it didn't hit her, but it
hair.
But it and these guys were blackout drunk. Blackout. Like, no idea where they were in the world.
Oh,
but
God.
That's football. I think most football games, you have a lot of that. They pre-game, then they pre-parking lot, then they
tailgate,
parking
yeah.
lot, then they drink at the game. And by the time game time comes up, in the weeds, completely.
Yeah, the after party is not something anyone remembers. So you're saying A's and Giants fans are among the least.
They don't drink a lot.
That's surprising.
Philadelphia Philly fans drink the least. The rest of the bottom five are the Oakland A's, the San Francisco Giants, the LA Dodgers, and the St. Louis Cardinals, which St. Louis is where Budweiser is from, right?
Yeah. Well, you would think everyone just gets a free beer for walking in there.
I don't hear it pouring. Is that pouring?
It's just sitting there. They're not drinking.
There you go.
They're not drinking, if any. They're not.
I didn't realize that I was supposed to be a part of it.
I just, I, you know, associate that sound with having a drink. Last week, a guy dressed in all black with a mask covering his whole face walked up to a woman at a subway station in Boston.
Oh, Boston.
He showed her a message on his phone that said, "I am Satan."
As in, Satan has texted me? Or he wanted her to know that he was Satan?
I think he was trying to say he was Satan.
Okay.
Believe it or not, she didn't immediately fall in love with him. Instead, she ran over to a few cops and reported him.
Yeah.
Satan told the cops he was just trying to flirt and be funny. They bounced him out of the station anyway.
I wonder if it's because of that love connection thing between Satan and the year 2020 that we've all seen. I'm not sure. It's like it's a love story. The Taylor Swift song's in it.
Is it I have for, not like, heard this. I have not
match.
Seen this.
Match.com, maybe?
What?
Yeah, I think it's for Match or OKCupid.
OKCupid. I think, okay,
I'm pretty
one
sure
of those.
It's Match.
It's pretty funny. Like, 2020 is, she's a hot chick, and then there's Satan from hell, you know. It's, he's like, oh, I'm from hell. She's, oh, so am I. Oh.
I have not seen this.
Oh, that's funny. It's I never see commercials.
It's actually really cute.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a few of them now. They've updated them and they go
Ryan
places.
Ryan Reynolds was behind it.
He's so great, isn't
yeah,
he?
So great.
Oh, what can't Ryan Reynolds do?
Too bad he's not handsome.
I know. He's probably Satan in those and we don't even realize it.
Cabin fever is going to do us all in.
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard.
Yes.
There's a 36-year-old guy named Clint Butler in Birmingham, England. Last year, he was serving a 17-year prison sentence for robbery and gun charges, which was set to end at 2024.
Okay.
Back in November, though, he escaped.
But it's almost over.
Then, early... Well...
I mean, but really, he's done the bulk of it. Like, you know, a couple more years, buddy. Hang in there.
Earlier this year, Clint, the escapee...
Yeah.
...got bored in lockdown and wanted to buy the newest Call of Duty game.
Okay.
Two cops decided to stop him when they noticed that when he saw them, he took off in the opposite direction. Can you be fishy. More conspicuous?
Yeah, don't.
You dummy.
That's, you're just, you're asking for it. You run away, you see a cop, and you go, and run.
Right.
They're coming after you, you big dummy.
As they were asking him questions, he decided to kick one of the cops in the groin and start fighting his way out of there.
Oh, wow. He is the king of good decisions.
The cops eventually got him handcuffed, and now he's back in prison with an extra 13 months added to his sentence.
That's it? Only 13 months
yeah,
added?
Yeah, that seems light. Plus,
that seems really low.
He kicked a cop in the...
in the groin.
In the nads.
Those guys wear cups? Probably not, huh?
I'm sure they don't. I mean, have you ever worn a cup?
No. Why would I wear a cup? I don't have
one. Well, I'm just trying to tell you. I mean, first of all, they get you right in the side of the thighs there where they're... because it's hard. It's a hard cup. I mean...
hot.
No. What? Oh, I see what you... okay. Well, anyway, our text number is 800. I mean, the cup is hard. A hard cup. It
right.
Hurts.
I just said that. And it gets hot down there. It's a,
yes,
a
it does.
Digging
you're
in.
Right.
It's, sure. It's hot.
Down there.
Anyway. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. So I'll be fully vaccinated in 2 weeks. My mom is fully. I've not seen her since last summer due to COVID. She's in Martinez, and I'm in SoCal.
Oh,
but it's not safe if my kids aren't vaccinated. Oh, wait. Yeah, but it's not safe if my kids aren't vaccinated. They're staying with DL. Wait, they are staying with DL.
With the lover boy. Hey, you know, they make a good point. It is almost useless if you're... it's not useless, and you got to go get your vaccination, and you take it when you can get it. But when your whole rest of your family isn't vaccinated, it does, the people that you live with, it feels like, okay, well, if only we could have all been vaccinated, then we could go places together. Maybe at some point when most people are vaccinated, they'll start saying, bring the whole family in.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, as I did a story earlier that Disneyland's going to be opening back up in April.
Yeah.
And they'll be limited. But I won't go until we're all vaccinated, even though we'll still probably wear a mask and we'll still be extra careful. And I guarantee you the missus is going to pull out a giant jug of
sanitizer.
Yeah, sanitizer after everything, single thing we do. I want to make sure
you guys will come out with hands made of paper.
Yeah, no doubt. And yet it'll be worth it. I want to go have some fun. Then Giants fans drink less because it's too expensive. We drink before the game. $10 for a beer, and that's a cheap-ass beer. All right. Well, I would think it's the same price at all stadiums, but you're probably right. It's more expensive in the Bay Area. Everything's more expensive
Everything
here.
Is, right. Oh, I bet you they have beer deals in, like, Missouri and stuff. They're like, yeah, buck a beer. I mean, like you said,
there's no
Bud
place
Weiser's
to tailgate
right down the
street. At Oracle Park, and beers are $10 a pop. No wonder Giants fans drink the least.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there's all those, you know, that's all nothing but restaurants that support the ballpark right around there. I'm sure that those places see their fair share of stuff. And then everyone feels like, well, I'll get loaded and then I'll go to the game. And as soon as my buzz starts to, I'll leave. Don't people leave early too from our games? Because they're like, I got to beat the traffic.
Like, yeah.
I parked 2.5 miles from here. I need to get to my car.
I think that it's worse in Southern California. We do have, you know, Caltrain is helpful, and there's
Very,
some other
sure.
options.
Right.
In Southern California, Dodger State games are known for being empty by the seventh inning.
Yeah. Seventh inning, bye.
They're
seventh
empty
inning, see ya.
Until the second inning, and then they're empty by the seventh inning. Everybody's out of there.
Oh, that team must feel so well supported. That's got to hurt.
Let's see here. MacBook Pro was a waste of my money too, Vinny. Yeah, it's just, I just don't do enough. I thought I needed the power, and it turns out, you know, buying a new pair of shoes isn't, you don't need a lot of power for that. The online purchase.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of this. The number's 800-400-3697. It's Alice at 97.3. Yay!
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.